Instead of trying to sort out every thought in the world or every thought you've ever thought or all the thoughts of the people in a room or all of the thoughts of the people in your bus or all of the thoughts of the people in your community or in your political party or in your church or in the world, instead of trying to sort out all those thoughts, which just makes you crazy, you can feel what your inner being knows about everything. You can feel what you have become. And when you reach for that feeling and you move in the direction of it, you feel the ease of your body. And do you know, in the moment that you let go of those oars, the majority of the resistance subsides. Even though it might take you a while to float to the manifestation of what you want, in the moment you let go of those oars, the majority of the illness, if there is illness in your body, subsides. We're not kidding you. Relief is the cure that all medicine is looking for. Rather than looking for the cure, we want you to look for the vibrational cause. You don't even have to find the cause. You don't even have to find the thought that is causing the resistance. You just have to find a thought that isn't causing resistance. You just have to reach for a thought of relief. You don't have to sort it all out. You don't have to go back and retrace your steps through it and figure out which way you went wrong. The other day, Jerry and Esther were leaving Orlando on their way to Boca, and Esther programmed the navigational system in the car. And all of a sudden, Jerry says, "It feels to me that we are going in the wrong direction." And Esther looked at the screen, and she said, "I'm doing everything that it said." And Jerry said, "This can't be right." And Esther said, "Well, let's just play it out and see where it takes us." And so it took them on the tollway, going what Jerry considered to be the wrong direction. Then it had them exit onto Interstate 4, go up just a little way, make a U-turn, come back, get back on the tollway, and go the other way. It was about a 10-minute diversion from where they needed to be. And Jerry is laughing because it was clear to him that that was what was happening. And what a funny thing. And then Esther said, "I wonder if the machine is just nuts or if I misunderstood and took the wrong entrance and then it reprogrammed itself so quickly to say, well, now that you're here, this is the best way to go." And so now Esther is really curious. Was Garmin the crazy lady or was I the crazy lady? And she said to Jerry, "You know what would be really fun? We could just go back and start over and retrace our steps and figure out where we went wrong." And Jerry said, "Or we could just keep going right." What a novel idea. You mean start from where I am? You mean not go back and figure out what went wrong? You mean not go back and place blame or figure out who was the wrong one? You mean just start where I am? And we say, "That really is what we wish for you, because you put your boat in the river wherever you put your boat in the river. And you know what? You are where you are." Very good mantra. "I am where I am." And another good mantra, "I am where I am, and it's okay." Not only is it okay, not only is it enough, it's got to be okay because it's all you've got. In other words, you've got no choice, so it might be a good one to make peace with. "I am where I am." Oh, that is making peace, isn't it? "I am where I am. I am where I am, and it's okay." And why is it okay? Because I am where I am, and that's okay. And why is it okay? Because I have no choice, so it has to be okay. I have no choice. I am where I am. I am where I am. I've put my boat in the river at sickness, or I've put my boat in the river at wellness. I've put my boat in the river at abundance. I've put my boat in the river at not enough of something. I've put my boat in the river in the middle of a divorce or a horrible experience. I've put my boat in the river in the middle of love. I've put my boat in the river, but wherever I've put my boat in the river on whatever subject is active within me, I am where I am. And it's okay, and it's got to be okay because it's enough. This is going to take a while. We'd like to stay here all day because we want you to say, "I am where I am, and it's enough." And I am where I am, and it's enough. And there's only one emotion that matters, and that's the emotion of relief. In other words, right now, where I am, and it's okay because it's all I've got, I do have a powerful, fabulous choice, downstream or upstream. Feeling a little better, feeling a little worse. That's all I've got, but it's enough. Because if wherever I am, I reach for the downstream thought, And now wherever I am, I reach for the downstream thought. And now wherever I am, no matter what's happening, I reach for the downstream thought. You know what happens? You begin to go with the flow. And as you begin to go with the flow, since everything that you want is downstream, you begin to float into circumstances and events, all kinds of things that you've been waiting for, sometimes for a long time, become almost immediately apparent to you. Because the only thing that was keeping you from them is that you were paddling upstream.